From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey readies itself for the return of hundreds of migrants. The operation is set to begin on the Greek island of Lesbos, where thousands of migrants are being held. Turkish officials say they expect up to 500 people to arrive Monday. Later, migrants from other Aegean islands will be sent there. German refugee official Heiko Werner says migrants will present a number of needs.
To have shelter for the people, to have food and medical treatment, but you have also an asylum issue here. Everyone who comes here, we must find out what he or she wants and give them the opportunity to tell that and then to have a decision what happens to them.
Under an EU-Turkey agreement, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. Limited flights are beginning from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out an attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blasts there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. The head of the Brussels Airport Company announced the implementation of temporary repair work and security features. The airport plans to return to full operations in a number of months. Syria said Sunday its forces have seized another town, Karyatayn, from the Islamic State group. State media said the seizure of the town gives the government a strategic victory. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire Sunday in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Fighting with Armenian forces in the region left 30 soldiers dead Saturday. The outbreak of violence is the worst in Nagorno-Karabakh since 1994, when the two sides ended a war over the territory. This is VOA News.